Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
History in five songs with host Martin Popoff, a production of Pantheon Podcasts. Let's rock out with Martin.
Hello once again, Martin Popoff here. Welcome back to another episode of History in Five Songs with Martin Popoff, brought to you by the good people at Pantheon Podcasts. We are pleased, as always, to be part of this vast and always expanding, podcast network. I mean, on that subject of expanding, myself and a good buddy of mine named John Gaffney, we are bringing a new podcast to Pantheon called Kicked in the Teeth, an AC/DC podcast. So we're going to be doing that over the coming weeks and months. So that's kind of cool. So look for that on here as well. So this is episode 248. This is a bit of an arcane one. I'm calling this Metal History in First Verses. Good buddy of mine, Don, had recommended quite early on. We were discussing back and forth the first verses of songs, the first utterances of bands. So essentially, to keep the focus down, the idea was, what do these bands say on their first song, on their first record, side one, very first song they ever give us on a full-length album kind of thing. And I pondered that briefly and came up with that episode that was 183. I called it Punk Explained Right Away. And the reason that one worked and was kind of an interesting episode is that punk is happening all in a very defined time frame. So that was all about how these bands came out of the gate, first song, and kind of explained what punk was kind of thing. This is a little bit different. This is spread over time. So again, the title is Metal History in First Verses. And what I did here is I went to some classic hard rock albums from over the decades, going back to the early history. And on this, by the way, we are going to go up to the history of metal. And I'm going to give you my definition again, because this is inspired by this idea of the difference between heavy metal and metal again, but we'll get to that a little later. So the idea was, I went back to some of these hard rock releases and went and looked at the very first verses of some of the songs on these bands' very first albums, and sort of like plotted an imagined history of heavy metal through it, but also a history of, I did have something fall out of this where it was a history of gaining more focus. And as we get to the new wave of British heavy metal and quote unquote metal in 1983, you'll see that the lyrical content does kind of change here as well. But yeah, it's a little bit of a moving target thing, because you might say, well, what's the validity of the very first thing these guys put on these albums? But I want to argue that it's very important, the first thing these bands ever say, right? And it's funny, I went through this whole exercise and it was hard finding these, because a lot of bands I've noticed, don't adhere to a certain thing or didn't fit the parameter of what I wanted to do here. Maybe the first song is some sort of girl sex song kind of thing, or it's a fantasy song, or it's a... it's a song about, you know, some sort of horror lyrics kind of thing. So yeah, there were various things that were done in first songs. There are some real storytelling songs I noticed as well. And I also, in research for this episode, went through a bunch of first verses of a bunch of prog bands, and I'm going to see if there's a theme I can come up with there. But anyways, let's go through this and see what we think of this idea. Let's start with our very first track here. This is Jimi Hendrix Experience with Purple Haze. All right, so Purple Haze, we're starting kind of chronologically, like I say. So, you know, Purple Haze, all in my brain, lately things, they don't seem the same, acting funny, but I don't know why, excuse me, while I kiss the sky, right? So the idea here, what I like here is the idea of, you know, psychedelic disturbance. So this is Jimmy kind of like, you know, we're going into kind of like a dark sort of stage of psychedelia, even though this is pretty early. But I love this idea of the idea of Purple Haze kicking off the idea of hard rock and heavy metal. You might say he's foretelling the start of Deep Purple, but I think he's foretelling the album cover of Master of Reality more. To me, that Master of Reality album cover and just the bulldozing heaviness of that album is Purple Haze to me. I also looked at Cream, I Feel Fine. Now, I Feel Free. Now, this is really more or less a kind of a love song thing, but it is the spirit of youth. You know, this is a kickoff of an ostensibly, I think they're kind of overrated, but ostensibly heavy band here, right? But yeah, Feel When I Dance With You, We Move Like the Sea, You're All I Want to Know, I Feel Free. So really, you know, when we all heard this song, or, you know, as a sort of a 60s anthem, I'm too young to have heard this song as the 60s anthem kind of thing, but it does feel like, you know, the energy of youth sort of thing. So, and then another one for the early days, I thought, you know, I did look at a couple other things, and like, you know, Blue Cheer doesn't really apply because it's Summertime Blues, so it's a cover. MC5 had Ramblin' Rose, that didn't really apply, but I thought The Stooges 1969, now punk claims The Stooges more than metal, but I like this idea of it's 1969, okay, all across the USA, it's another year for you and me, another year with nothing to do. Now, last year I was 21, I didn't have a lot of fun, and now I'm going to be 22. I say, oh my, and a boo-hoo, right? So it's the idea of boredom, you know, rock, you know, these guys want a purpose, these young guys, those pent-up testosterone, let's get out and rock and roll. And then as we move forward chronologically, we've got Black Sabbath. 1970. What is this that stands before me? Figure in black, which points at me. Turn around and start to run. Find out I'm the chosen one. Oh no. That's kind of interesting because I feel like here you get the birth of doom. You know, you got the figure in black. The figure in black itself might be heavy metal, right? But find out I'm the chosen one. Well, Black Sabbath were the chosen ones. They invented heavy metal, essentially, on February, Friday the 13th, 1970. So this is kind of cool. It's an occult lyric, but it's basically saying you have been picked to invent heavy metal, right? And then another early one is Blue Oyster Cult with Transmen Icon MC, with Satan's Hog, No Pig at All, and All the Weather Getting Dry. We'll head south from Altamont, a cold-blooded travel trance. So clear the road, my bully boys, and let some thunder pass. We're pain, we're steel, a plot of knives. We're Transmen Icon MC. So here you get, you know, the biker image. You can feel the leather, even though they don't say the leather, but, you know, you got hog and pig. You've got Altamont, so you've got the, you know, the dark story of the Hell's Angels being picked to be security at Altamont for the Stones, and that guy getting killed right at the front of the stage. But you've got Steel in here. You've got MC for Motorcycle Club. So it's just a very sort of violent lyric that, you know, very vivid lyric that is bringing us forward through this idea of the invention of heavy metal. So those are all first tracks, side one of these early bands. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
All right, back again here on History in Five Songs with Martin Popoff. What was I calling this again? Metal History in First Verses, episode 248. So take a listen to our second track here. This is Montrose with Rock the Nation. Okay, so the category here is more like we're building this idea of rocking out this heaviness, but we don't really have focus on it. We just know we want to rock out. We want to rock out hard. It's still kind of vague. We're just nascently getting the old Metal Mike Saunders definition of heavy metal coming out of things. So we've got American bands, Canadian bands in this category. It's kind of like rock and roll intent or ambitious intent, right? So Montrose is Got It In Me. I've Got It In Me. This is Sammy Hagar singing, you know, amazingly, right? Ain't gonna quit until it all comes out. Gonna do it. Ain't nothing to it. Just shake my hips, throw my head back and shout. Been a long education, but my homework is done. I'm gonna rock the nation. Just want to have fun. And Aerosmith Make It, their first track is Good Evening People, Welcome to the Show. This was the other thing. I was going to, you know, do like introductory songs, right? You could have looked at it that way as well. But got something here I want you all to know. When life and people bring on primal screams, you got to think of what it's going to take to make your dreams. So we got the idea of hard rock and primal screams coming in here. Rush, Finding My Way. So he's doing the Robert Plant thing to kick off the very first Rush album. This is Geddy Lee screaming, doing as good a job as Sammy Hagar, right? I said, I'm coming out to get you. I'm coming out to get you. Ooh, yeah, finding my way. So finding my way is coming out to get you with this direct between the eyes, hard rock and music, right? And then the Baby Rush, Triumph, their very first song is 24 hours a day. I'll tell you sweetly now why I can't come to bed. I'm listening to the music that's playing in my head. So here we go, like obsessed with rock and roll, obsessed with rock. And while you're moved with sleepy dreams, I'm moving to the sounds. The beat keeps driving in my brain and the words go round and round. I see myself up on the stage and holding my guitar. And I can't tell if it's Carnegie Hall or just some local bar. But the hands are clapping and the place is moving. And I feel it in my soul. It's late at night and I can't sleep. I got to write some rock and roll. So it's rock and roll. He's got a guitar. Triumph wants to rock out as well. So does Riot on their very first song from 1977's Rock City, Desperation. Been on the road for 14 days. Got 6 more left to go. The rain is pounding down on my hood. I've got a heavy load in tow. So this is almost Riot imagining being on the road when they're not really all that much on the road yet. Famously, Van Halen's opening lines, run with the devil, I live my life like there's no tomorrow, all I've got I had to steal, least I don't need to beg or borrow, yes, I'm living at a pace that kills, running with the devil. So here we've got, you know, the badass rock and roller David Lee Roth, but you know, we go back to a more famous debut in he's bringing up the devil again, he's running with the devil, Black Sabbath had a figure in black, right? And then moving on, still in this theme of America, as we move forward chronologically, we've got Motley Crue with Livewire. Plug me in. I'm alive tonight on the streets again. Turn me on. I'm too hot to stop. Something you'll never forget. Take my fist. Break down the wall. So you've got Fists. You've got Plug Me In, Alive Tonight, On the Streets. So you've got the Sunset Strip coming alive with this new heavy metal music. Better Turn Me Loose, Better Set Me Free, because I'm hot, young, running free, a little bit better than I used to be. So yeah, so young, he's got Running Free in here. So we've got a reference to Iron Maiden, although he's not really referencing Iron Maiden. But yeah, hot, young. So this is all like the birth of hair metal in the very first lyric of Motley Crue. We've got Twisted Sister across the country doing the same kind of thing with What You Don't Know Sure Can Hurt You, the very first song on their Under the Blade album. What do we got here? Yeah, just like Aerosmith. So Aerosmith is Good Evening, People, Welcome to the Show. Twisted Sister is Good Evening, Welcome to Our Show. If you've got that, and you know, they're just down the coast in New York, right? If you got that problem, well, I think that you should know this ain't the same old story or the same old song and dance. So here's Twisted Sister saying, we've got this new powerful new kind of music that we're going to bring to you. Don't speak of faded glory. So it's turning a new leaf, right? Because you won't get a second chance. I want to tell you something. I'm someone you can trust. You better take a good hard look because there's a diamond in this dust. Hit it where no overnight sensation, no Cinderella fantasy. Please, no plaudits or ovations. I've heard it all before, you see. So here's Twisted Sister's statement of intent. They are going to rock us as well. Okay, let's move on to our third selection here. This is Judas Priest with One for the Road. Okay, so we go back to the very first utterance of Rob Halford back on Rockarola, right? So we've got One for the Road. The very first thing he says is, where would you be without music? You wouldn't be nowhere at all. And then the rest of the lyrics are kind of weird. They're kind of awkward. But yeah, this was suggested by Don, and this got me going on that old episode, and it seems to have got me going on this episode. So the category here is what is happening in the history of metal in UK. So we've got kind of our second wave UK metal here. Another interesting statement of intent is Ronnie James Dio on Man on the Silver Mountain, 1975. I'm a wheel, I can roll, I can feel, and you can't stop me turning because I'm the sun, I can move, I can run, but you won't stop me burning. So we've got sun, burning, wheels. Come down with fire, lift my spirit higher, someone scream in my name, come and make me holy again. I'm the man on the Silver Mountain. So, you could say that Ronnie here is doing the inventing of fantasy lyrics. We've talked about this before, how, you know, you actually get a good chunk of this or a good impetus of this with your I Heap earlier, you know, especially Demons and Wizards and Magician's Birthday. But here's Ronnie, the man on the Silver Mountain. So he is kind of the guy defining this second wave of metal. We're starting to see a little bit more of a... like I say, we're starting to build, like our Snow Globe Bands episode, kind of. But we're building a fantasy metal world, a Dungeons and Dragons sort of world, Ronnie. And then Motorhead, 1977. Very first song from Motorhead is Motorhead. Motorhead, we've got Sunrise, Wrong Side of Another Day, Sky High and 6,000 Miles Away, Don't Know How Long I've Been Awake. I wound up in an amazing state, can't get enough, and you know it's righteous stuff. Goes up like prices at Christmas. Motorhead, you can call me Motorhead. So it's kind of cool. We've got this idea of staying up all night and Lemmy on speed, and we can, again, just like previously, you can see and feel, like with Blue Oyster Cult, you can feel the black leather of all this. So this is the second half of the 70s as we're moving forward with some of these first songs. And next category, let's take a listen to this. This is Diamond Head with Lightning to the Nations. Angel from the sky, put his hand in mine, so I can spread your gifts with golden threads of time. I'm gonna sift you down, I'm gonna make it right, I'm gonna bring it home, I'll bring you okay, so the idea here is the new wave of British heavy metal, and we've got Angel from the Sky, put his hand in mine. I can spread you gifts for golden present time. I'm going to set you down. I'm going to make it right. I'm going to bring it home, bring you lightning to the nation. So we've got this Angel from the Sky. Before we had this figure in the black, we've got David Lee Roth running with the devil. So some mystical force is handing Diamond Head the power of heavy metal. And they are going to bring you lightning to the nations. And lightning to the nations might be a preamble. It foretells the coming of Metallica with Ride the Lightning kind of thing. But yeah, this is a very moving, imposing, doomy, speeds up, slows down, interesting song, but you get the power of metal from this as well. It's the man on the Silver Mountain, maybe bringing the next generation in Diamond Head, lightning to the nations. Michael Schenker Group, arguably a new wave of British heavy metal band. I think they kind of fit, you know, how we had our honorary episodes, right? But this is a little bit of Gary Barden going with the whole introduction statement of intent thing. Are you high tonight? Are you feeling right? Because I need to know, like I never did before. Is it hard enough? Is it loud enough? Because if you don't approve, you can use the door. Armed and ready, I've got my gun sight trained on you. So here we've got, is it hard enough? Is it loud enough? Because if you don't approve, you can use the door. That's a very Manowar type thing to say. We are talking about loudness, so we are talking about metal here. Getting into that concert hall, armed and ready. So you've got that whole, the metaphor of artillery and bullets and stuff like that. So there you go. The lyrics with the new wave British heavy metal. We know like a lot of the lyrics, but you know, my challenge here was to go with first songs, first utterances, saying what these guys say first is very important. But you've got just like you've got in the album cover art and illustration, and you know, we've talked about Iron Maiden and Eddie, and we've got the clothing of Judas Priest, the uniform. You start to see it in the lyrics as well. Another arguably new wave of British heavy metal lyric, and you know, I had to go deep for some of these because I checked a lot of lyrics, because that's what I do. I check out my research, right? And then a lot of them kind of didn't really apply all that good. But like for example, Tigers of Pantang, euthanasia is about euthanasia, so you know that didn't fit our theme here. But this one kind of does. Venom, Sons of Satan, first song on Welcome to Hell. Somewhere in time we were born and brought blood, lust, hatred, and scorn. You're sorry now, you trusted me. Now I command that you get down on your knees. For hell the deceiver, Satan's child, you're a believer, and we're going wild. Put away your virtues, stop, you're climbing the walls. Just sign your name in the paper. We'll have ourselves a ball. So again, Kronos has been handed by the devil. He's Satan's child. He's been handed by the figure in black. He's been handed by the angels from the sky. He's been running with the devil, and the devil is bringing this super heavy music to us, heavy metal kind of thing. And a little bit along the same lines is Grim Reaper with See You in Hell. Can I make you an offer? You can't refuse. So just same thing as we just heard from Venom. Just sign your name on the paper. We'll have ourselves a ball. So can I make you an offer? You can't refuse. I kept my eyes on you because I tell you that you lose and you come with me to a place you know so well, and I will take you to the very gates of hell. See you in hell, my friend. So, you know, you've got, you can imagine the great, may he rest in peace, Steve Grimmett, bringing us to the concert hall, just like Venom is bringing us to the concert hall, just like Gary Barden is bringing us to the concert hall. He's bringing us to the very gates of hell here, and he's saying, "Come on down to the marquee. We will see you in hell, my friend." And my friend is the metal masses in this case, right? So here we are. This whole identification with the devil kind of thing, and metal's lyrics getting more intense again through these first songs by these bands ever. So let's take a listen to our last selection, and we shall discuss. This is Metallica with Hit the Lights. Okay, so now, like I say, we got into this. It comes up often, right? I usually type in my little Facebook argument, right? The difference between heavy metal and metal, and I often say Metallica invented metal. The invention of metal comes with 1983's Kill 'Em All. I remember hearing that for the first time. I've gone through that whole story a couple of times, but to me, this is the invention of metal, because thrash begats death and black metal and all that kind of stuff, and degent and deathcore and black and hardcore and all that kind of stuff, metalcore. So yeah, metal starts kind of here, and this is a perfect one. No Life Till Leather. We are going to kick some ass tonight. We got the metal madness. When our fans start screaming, it's right. Well, all right. When we start to rock, we never want to stop. Hit the lights. So we've got leather in here. We've got metal madness. So yeah, metal. He says metal. He doesn't say heavy metal. He says metal. And madness, right? So metal is getting more maddening here as well. So we've got an uptick in the description of heavy metal, again, on a first song. Another first song, Anthrax, Death Rider, from Fistful of Metal, riding hard, high in the saddle, winged steed of unwearing flight, sweeping through air just like fire, swift of the foot, great of might. So it's mighty, he's riding hard. We've got kind of a metal steed idea here. Slayer, Evil Has No Boundaries, first track on their first album. Show No Mercy, blasting our way through the boundaries of hell. No one can stop us tonight. We take on the world with hatred inside. Mayhem, the reason we fight. So here we have them raising the violence level on Grim Reaper and just a little bit on Venom. They could be pretty wild and crazy as well. And then raising it past the artistic level of what we had with Diamond Head sort of thing. So yeah, getting more violent, more satanic, and you can feel the speed picking up as well, right? Voivod, the very first song. It's kind of cool, eh? I like when bands do this. You know, we've got Black Sabbath, right? So we've got Voivod. Kind of a nice poetry there. So their first song is the title track of, the name of the band. My lands are infectious. Your sun begins to gloom. You see my country. My sky is black tonight. Pay the price for your life. Your ticket to open the gates. Now, Voivod, I'm paranoid. Voivod, the wine of blood. Voivod, I'm a crazy god. Voivod, the ferocious dog. So you've got all sorts of craziness and ferocity. And now we know Michelle had this much deeper story. This is a character, and there's all this, nuclear stuff and space and everything, but still, you get the idea of this heavy metal thing going on there, heavy metal imagery. Exciter as well, at exactly the same time here, 1973, Stand Up and Fight. Did your parents ever tell you to stay away from rock and roll? Don't you ever tell them, oh, we're more than a million strong. Take your life and stealing your soul. So we've got the stealing of your soul, the whole devil thing going on here as well. And million strong, we've got the metal army that's built up from the previous generation, the new wave of British heavy metal. Exciter's taking this onto their, you know, they're a speed metal band. They weren't quite thrash. They didn't quite have it together to be a Metallica. So unfortunately, they didn't. They weren't the ones really inventing this thing. And they didn't kind of have the talent level, I guess, of a Metallica, right? Don't you know it won't be long, attacked by forces blown to the ground, where an army like soldiers, more than a million strong, will tear this place down with your sadistic power, get mean to the forces of wrong, break down the walls, feel the curse. Don't you know it won't be long, stand up and fight. So we get the standing up and fighting for metal. You know, so you didn't get this in the 70s, right? So we've seen an evolution from vaguely wanting to rock out. Remember how we talk about how the uniform is kind of, you know, not defined yet. But now we get the, you know, the more violence. You know, we have an army now. We're a blue jean army. We got patches and pins on our jacket. We got the sneakers, all that stuff. Similarly, Exodus, bonded by blood, with the famously Paul Bailoff, you know, kill all posers kind of thing. Black magic rites in this black evil night begin with a slice of the blade. Metal and blood come together as one. Onlookers, they gasp in dismay. So now we got metal, blood, and Satanism all mixed together, right? Taste the sweet blood of one another, sharing without any greed. So we're bang your head as if up from the dead. Intense metal is all that you need. So now Paul's telling us directly, intense metal. And he's painting the picture of a mosh pit here, right? Taste the sweet blood of one another, sharing without any greed. So bang your head. We got literally banging your head, just like Kevin Dubrow, right, in here. So yeah, there you've got your definition of metal. You know, I'm just to sort of say a few things moving on. I want to say officially, we've stopped with the invention of metal with Kill 'Em All. So these are your bonus tracks. So this isn't part of the main album, as we've all been debating lately with the whole new Priest Invincible Shield situation. So moving on, Dio, Stand Up and Shout. So this is Ronnie. Now he's into this this metal army thing, whereas we had Ronnie earlier just kind of being the man on the Silver Mountain and inventing the fantasy lyrics thing. So he's Stand Up and Shout, first song on Holy Diver. He's going, it's the same old song, you got to be somewhere at some time. They never let you fly. It's like broken glass, you get cut before. So open up your eyes, you've got desires, so let it out. You've got the power, stand up and shout. So he basically is describing an Exodus gig with Paul Bailoff there. You know, it's like, we are the metal army, let's stand up and shout. Same thing as Exciter. Dokken, Breaking the Chains. First song in the first Dokken album. Sit there thinking in your room. You feel the pressure. You're going crazy too. The walls around you closing in. You need a change. Claustrophobic. Feeling scared. You need somebody, but no one to seem to care. One-way ticket. Change of pace. Breaking the chains around you. So this is more vaguely about just being a teenager with pent-up energy, but you can feel the rocking out that this character that Don is writing about wants to get up to. And as we move along in time a little more, you've got Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Welcome to the Jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want, honey. We know the names. We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease. So these are the badasses on the strip. So now we're moving into, hair metal tropes and whatnot. And just one final one for another thrash band. We've got Overkill with Raise the Dead. Their first song, Feel the Power Rushing Forward. It gets into your veins. Almighty power building higher. You'll never be the same. I'm wanting more. I'm getting more of the feelings you can't tame. I'm the master. You're the bastards. Are you glad you came? The sign of life. Your blood is red. Come with us and raise the dead. So mixing this all together, this also feels like your blood is red. So we've got Paul Bailoff, the mosh pit again. People are bleeding. Come with us. Raise the dead. All these bands essentially, from the new wave of British heavy metal into all our thrash examples here, they are impelling us to come to this violent rock and roll show. It's going to be loud. There's going to be blood. There's going to be moshing. But we are an army kind of thing. Let's get together and do this. So hope you like that whole history of heavy metal in the first verses of you know, heavy metal albums. There you go. If you like this show and you want to support future episodes, please go to ko-fi.com/martinpopoff. Hit that red support button. Buy me a coffee or a pint. This week, I've just got three names here. Joe Becht, Lee Clifford, and Agustin Garcia de Paredes. Faithful, loyal supporters of the show. I know. I didn't do my Facebook remind. Again, I hate doing it. I hate asking for money. So I know I skipped a week in there. Maybe I'll do it this time. I probably should, because I don't want this to go down to zero. There you go. Books-wise, what do we have happening? We've got the recent ones are the Thin Lizzy panel book, the Robert Plant panel book, but I've still got Kiss at 50. I've still got AC/DC at 50. Have I written any books on any of these bands here? Oh, yeah, we've got Dio. I've got my two Dio books. Never written a Dokken book, have I? I've got my old Voivod book, but I'm not selling that anymore. I did the old Art of Michelle Voivod book years and years ago. I've still got copies of my Metallica book. In soft cover and hard cover. So I've got the out of print hardcover as well. People have asked me, hey, write a Venom book one day. I've written a lot about Venom in a bunch of my books. You can get that in the Thrash trilogy and whatnot. Of course, I have a Motorhead book, early days Motorhead book. I've got my Rainbow book. Yeah, so I guess I have written about some of these bands. Van Halen. Geez, yeah, Van Halen, Motley Crue, Riot. I've got books on all these guys. Rush. Bunch of books on them. Never did an Aerosmith book. I've been thinking about it, and I've even got a Montrose. Wow. Jeez, blush to go black. Okay, I'll stop. That's funny, though. Scrolling through all this, I've written on most of these bands. Anyways, there you go. Let me know if you see any other patterns in these first verses, these first utterances of these bands. I've thought of a couple other ways to chop and change this, and I might get to it in the future. But I thought this made for a nice little story. Talk to you later.
Find all of our shows, notes, social, and links at www.pantheonpodcast.com or wherever you listen to great podcasts. All songs can be found for purchase on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Please purchase these great and important tracks. Find us on Facebook at The RNRAP. We are on Instagram at RNR Archaeology. Tweet us at R&R Archaeology.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.